Our ears never turn off. They're working even while we sleep. They work 24/7, 365 days out of the year. They have the ability to clean themselves, and they also keep the rest of the body perfectly balanced. But perhaps the most important fact about our ears is that whatever we listen to and whoever we listen to will eventually influence what we do. You see, because it's impossible to lend our ears to certain conversations and certain people over a period of time without it impacting the way we live our lives. Perhaps that's why Jesus said on multiple occasions, "Whoever has ears, let them hear." The problem is that oftentimes what we don't want to listen to is what we most need to listen to. The problem for many is that they don't have open ears. Oh yes, they can hear. The issue is that they don't want to hear what's being said. They've already predetermined what they want to hear. We see this in religion, in politics, at work, at school, and even in the home, that people close their ears to what they don't want to listen to. The truth is that we shouldn't lend our ears to gossip, slander, and all kinds of evil, but oftentimes the words we most need to hear are the words we least want to hear. And another problem is that oftentimes the people that we don't want to listen to are the people that we most need to listen to. Many years ago, a friend of mine was about to get married. She told me that there was no way that her marriage was going to work. So I advised her what most people would have, not to get married. She told me that she could not back down now because the press had already written that her marriage would be a failure. I replied, "You can listen to the press if you want to, which is made up of people who don't really know or care about you, but anyone who cares about you will advise you not to get married." Well, she went ahead and got married. And within months, the marriage was a disaster, and it was all over the news. It was all over the media. She and her husband both lost their jobs and ruined their careers. But the greatest irony is that the press ended up being right. What she wanted to avoid was exactly what happened to her, because sometimes the people that we don't want to listen to are the ones that we most need to listen to. As Jesus said, "Whoever has ears, let them hear."